ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and at the same time controversial question. A question a lot of people ask, especially people who live in countries where there is a lot of disbelievers, a lot of non-Muslims. And the question is, you know, that a lot of disbelievers, a lot of Muslims, they almost, sometimes they seem to be better than a lot of Muslims that we know. I remember that when we were growing up, our neighbor, who happened to be a non-Muslim, periodically, out of the blue, just to be a good neighbor, he would mow our lawn without telling us, just to be a good neighbor and, be a nice person, right? So a lot of times, you know, these non-Muslims, they go out of their way to do good deeds and help you. And they're, you know, this is on a small scale. Of course, there's, we see this on a large scale as well. Non-Muslims, setting up charities, helping poor people, helping the homeless, whatnot. So the question arises in the minds of people, what will happen to these people? Is God going to send such a person to hell? Is this good deeds going to be of any benefit to him in the hereafter or not? This is the question that we want to pose today. Fortunately, this is a very touchy topic, and we can approach it in a number of different ways. We can examine this rationally, theologically, and in different ways. Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a hadith, which was narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith has been narrated from a person named Salman ibn Amir al-Dabbi. This person narrates the following. He said, "I asked, O Messenger of Allah, my father was hospitable to guests." He was a hospitable person. He honored guests. He honored the neighbors. He was kind to his neighbors and he respected them. He fulfilled his promises. And he donated in misfortunes. If he saw somebody less fortunate than himself, he would donate to that person, give him money and help him. This person said, "Of what use will that be to him?" Probably in the sense of what in the hereafter will this be of any use for him or not? The Prophet asked, he said, "Did your father die a polytheist, a mushrik?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Truly, they will be of no use to him," meaning in the hereafter, in the akhirat, these will be of no use to this person. But the Prophet, then he made an exception. He said, "But they will remain for his children," meaning the good deeds that this polytheist did, they will positively affect the lives of his children and his grandchildren and his progeny. They will be the ones, of course, provided that they are Muslim, they will be the ones that they will reap the benefits and rewards of these good deeds that this person did. They will see its good effects in this world or even in the hereafter. The Prophet didn't specify this. And he said, "In that they will never be disgraced." Oh, okay, so the Prophet, he says this, but of course this could be interpreted as referring to the world and in the hereafter. He said, "In that they will not never be disgraced or humiliated nor suffer poverty." Meaning they will never see poverty or be disgraced or humiliated in this world. Possibly this we could say that this hadith is specifically about polytheists or people who set up partners for Allah. And it doesn't have anything to do with the Ahlul Kitab or the people of the book. Now this is something that should be taken up in theology proper. Right now we don't want to delve into this question. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the consequences of the polytheist's acts of good Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.